שינוי גימל, I think, we're up to. שני בתים של צילים של שרה, נהם שלו, אני מאחור. Two houses on two sides of the street that the same person uses both houses. It doesn't really depend who owns it. It depends who uses it. As I own all the houses, but I rent them out to different people. So then we ask around each other. I mean, two houses on both sides of the street, and it's all his family. So what's the din? Osher shnayim bi'ov, or bunks of two people, shnayim shavim, mutaliyah. We started this. You're allowed to throw from one side of the street to the other if it's a dead giveaway that you're not going to miss. But if you may miss and it's going to roll in the street, then you're not allowed to, if it's a Rishus Rab. But if it's a Carmelist, you don't make a Gzera. That's a Gzera le Gzera. So if he thinks he's going to succeed in throwing it into the Rishus across the street, even though there's a chance he may miss, but the worst is going to be, he's going to be rolling in a Carmelist. So that's only the Rabban, so that's Gzera le Gzera. Okay, so that we did last week. What's Beis Ziz? Chidnu and Gimel Siv Beis. Ziz, the Hain, the Dafa, Berlet, Ben Akos, and Mishus Rabban. You have something sticking out in the street, like you have a canopy sticking out there. You have a windowsill sticking out a little bit. What's the deal? So, L'maylom, Yasorom, Yesh, Badalad, Adalad, Chalon, Habayis, Pasuachlom. What are all these conditions here? What? If it's L'maylom, Yasorom, what's that? Sulam, Abayim, Hayachalom, Pasuachlom, Bissamachlom, Ziz, Tokim, Yotrochem, Vadamut, Avishtamashal, Aziz. Let's say you want to leave some soda bottles outside in the winter. You don't have enough room in the refrigerator. So what do? Leave things out on the windowsill, sticking into the street. Are you carrying it from the Rishus Haram? So it's Lemaila Me'asara. So in the Rishus Haram, Lemaila Me'asara is a Makam Tur. So that's not a problem. Lemaila Me'asara. Nahamon. V'yesh bo dalet al dalet. Why do you have to have dalet al dalet? Yes, but dalit al dalit tfochim, achalon abayis pasuach lo mishtam shemalov. Why do you need dalit al dalit? Why isn't it a makam tur? Let's see, what does it say in the Mishnah Berurah here? Let's see, should we do Zion? Rishus HaRab, Zion. Nokal Rishus HaRab lebus, afil Rishus HaRab muta. Then Rishus HaRab teifis lemal masa, because kenim hu bel Rishus Carmelis. Above 10 tfochim is makam tur. Okay. Va'ayim b'siv kimmel li'esh chilek ben v'shus rab n'karmelis li'in elit and all of kelim she'en ish borim ben v'ilos. Let's see. L'malim asar v'lam b'ayim ha'y achalom pasuach lo b'somach l'haziz b'tokim of tfochim. Usually the window that you put out the soda outside is not within 3 tfochim to the ground. It's higher than that. The opening of the window is higher than gimel tfochim. So he says, well, my boy, that for sure. Im hoya ha-chalon pasuach lo b'somoch. Hoya ha-chalon pasuach lo b'somoch lo ha-ziz. What do the words mean? Chalon is pasuach b'somoch lo ha-ziz. It is, of course it is. They're talking about a different case. Hey, let's say, there's a building like this. I have a window over here. And then there's a ziz over here, not a windowsill. I can stick my hand out and put, I'm able to stick my hand out and put something on top of the ziz. So you're allowed to do that. So he says, if the chalon is open within 3 tvachim to the ziz, so for sure you're allowed to. Because the ziz is l'mal me'asar tvachim. It's a makam tur. Yeah, by us, we don't have a ziz. Over there we have this, we have the window sill. We don't have that case. Lama, what does he say again in Ches? Lama, boy, this is not a shayla. Moi achalom pasoch lo besomach lo ziv tokim ul tfoch mevada mu to nishtam shal aziz mitoch achalom lit and all over lit om imenu tu bachal chori vishu sayachit el afilam hoi achalom muflug menu harbe. I have to stick my hand out a few tfoch away, more than 3 tfoch away. I have the ability, I have a long arm. I can stretch my arm out and leave. I'm able, I have the ability to stretch my arm out. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Half of Pichain, Mutal, Mishtam, Shal, Aziz, Koshan, Mala, Mesor, Hashvina, Lake, and Mokum Tur. Mashma, Mistim, Samchab, Nimoy, Aziz, Lamata, Meyasora. Yeah, that's because the Ziz is Lamala, Meyasora, so it's a Mokum Tur. משמה מסתים סמחבר. והי הזיז למטה מהסורו. והי הזיז למטה מהסורו. נו, אפילו מהי החלון הבייס, פסוח לו. אגב, משמה, מהי הזיז למטה, אפילו מהי החלון הבייס, פסוח לו. פסוח לו, אתם לא, אתה לא אחרי, עושה לו השתמש על הזיז. Not allowed to carry in. Why? But Tom Kim, the Huber Torah Hasara, Noach Gam, the Bnei Mishu Yisrael, the Shtam is Balan says, Well, how do you call? It's not called Charu Mishu Yisrael Yachid. Kim Echlal Karmelis, well, so the Shtam is Allah, Lit and Allah, Lit Menu. So, then you're not allowed. So if this is Lamaila Me Asara talking about Samachim Tua, then you're allowed. Why do you say, Yesh Bo Dalar Al Dalar? Why do you have to have Dalar? If you must, let's say, Tess, Yimasha Pasak Machaba Bisiv Gimel the Bekelim Shenim Nishborim Osu Shema Yiplu the Osi Lasui Mishus Rabim Kocha Chocha Mayri Bekelim Sheyishavru Aidei Nefilosam Vimkein Afilu Ein Bahaziz Dalet Al Dalet Shemotsu Sheyiplu Mimenu Gam Kemuta Vishnam Shalom. Why does it say Yesh Po Dalet Dalet? That's what he's asking. Why is the din only? It's mutter to use it only if the ziz has dala dala. Why? It's going to be a makom p'tur anyway. So he says it's not true. You cannot feel any ziz dala dala. The reason why he says you need dala dala because if you have a bottle of soda, they fall down, and you'll pick it up. So if the bottle is a glass bottle, it's going to fall down from the tenth floor, it's going to smash. So then you're not no chashash going to pick it up. It's going to be broken glass all over the place. You're not going to pick it up on Shabbos too. But if it's a plastic bottle, it's not going to smash. So if it may fall down, then there's a chashash that you pick it up. So if the windowsill has dala or dala, then there's no concern that it's going to fall down. That's the dala or dala. Dala or dala is not for the because of hilchas mishu sayachi. Says the dala or dala is to secure that it's not going to fall down. By us we have. Around the window, you have like a little fence. So things that you leave out the window on the windowsill are not going to fall down. So that's what he's asking. What is this over here? Dala Dala. He's talking about things that are not that one, that are going to smash and they're going to break. Gam kemuta l'shtam v'yishlom v'doichek v'noch adal dam shum d'misayim v'achalom pasuch lo v'ein v'aziz dala dala ain't soch she'achalom pasuch lo v'hu mokam tur. It's a problem why it says Dala Adal. Okay. Let's see, he says it's based on what it says later on Shulchan Aruch. What if you have Shnei Zizim Zel Amatam Yizel Eim Shal Shnei Anoshim? Let's say in my building, you have a windowsill on top, windowsill. All the floors in the building are the same. So the guy on the sixth floor is also allowed to leave things out. But my rishu sayachid is Allah Adler Akia. Does the ziz have the status of a rishu sayachid? If the ziz has if it's a chore rishu sayachid by us, the window opens up where the window sill is. So the window sills are all rishu sayachid. So my rishu sayachid is Allah Adler Akia into his rishu sayachid. So he's not allowed to carry in his because he didn't make an erev with me. Well, what's the din? Let's see again. All the buildings are built like that. Heim shel shnei anashim al pi shel shnei lemaila me'asara. Yesh bizis ra'yon shel lifnei achalon. Rochav dalar dalar asur hishtam shel neshu yishus b'fnei atznai. Mazir shetachta b'shus acheres ro'osim ze al ze. The bottom, the downstairs b'shus hayachid. This is a chore b'shus hayachid. And that's all the adler rakia. So therefore, the guy upstairs is considered, he's carrying from his Rishu Sayachit into the Rishu, that's both mine and his. Because my Rishu Sayachit is Ayla Rakia. Ooh. I thought there was not din, the Rishu Sayachit is Ayla Rakia. The din is the Rishu Sayachit. It has machitzas. Machitzas are Ayla Rakia. But here, Achore Rishu Sayachit has a din of Rishu Sayachit, despite the fact that it doesn't have machitzas around it. So why does he say that this is Ayla Rakia? I don't know. This is probably a Mishnah or something. Again, my Shnei Ziz Medel Matam Izeh Ein Shor Shnei Anash Mafo Pish Shnei Lamaila Me'asora and Yesh Bizi Shor Shnei HaChalon רוחב דלת על דלת עושה ושתם שלום בני שהוא רשוס בפני עצמי וזה שתחתם עושה רשוס אחרס ועושרים זה על זה I think it's based on oil of the rakia that's a yud alef עושה להשתמש דווקא בכלם של שופס בסוך הפייס אבל אם שופס בין השמה של סגבי הזיז מותר לטלטל מזיז לחברו What's going on? Again, Yud Beis. Ze Oishrim Ze Al Ze Ratzalayma. Bein Ha Elyon E Bein Ha Tachton. Alavush Mekel Be Tachton. I thought the disease downstairs is... You don't say, Bishu Seich, is your rate at Lamata? I thought the guy upstairs can't carry. The guy downstairs, on the first floor, I thought he is allowed to carry from his Bishu Seich to the windowsill. To leave bottles on the windowsill, take him in, put him out. But they're only the guy upstairs not allowed to, because my Rishu Seyach downstairs is Zerla Adler Akia. But the one upstairs is not Yerid Adler Mato. Well, why does he say just, usually the Lavush is wrong. Usually when the Lavush something says something, they all disagree, usually he's wrong. Because when he wrote his Sefer, he didn't check back on the Gemara. He just looked in the Shulchan Aruch and he made up reasons. He always makes up reasons, not like it says in the Gemara. I don't understand why they reprinted the Lavush. Recently, around 20 years ago, he printed fancy edition. He's always wrong. That's the famous story about the Shagasari when he was 90 years old. So he went to get a sefer out from the bookcase, so all the books fell on him. So he was an old man, he was 90 years old. So they started to pull him out from under his head. So he said, it's not going to help, he's going to die. It's not, it doesn't help, they're going to take him out. He said, during his lifetime, he always disagreed with all these who shared an achrayim. And now they jumped, they all joined together, they jumped him. You're going to get even with him. He said, he asked him more mechila, he will have mechila except for the Lavush. Because it was Mavazer Lavush more than anybody. He says, the Lavush killed me now. He's not mechila me, and he died. Died at the young age of 9. And when he took his rabbanus, he was a rabbi in Metz. My son, the Harusa, the guy from Lincoln Square. So his wife is from Metz. So they always brag. She lived in the city where the Shagasai was the rabbi, centuries before. the people who lived in the city, Maram Schiff was a rabbi in Fulda. So Max Stern, they gave to Stern College. Max Stern was from Fulda. So he says, the Rav Anakihila was Maram Schiff. He was looking at him. How old can he be? That's the way they all talk. The Rav Anakihila, 300 years ago, not during his life. So the Rabbi Metz was the Shagasari in the 1700s. Not now. Anyway, I think the Lavush should be right here. Because Magaram Sheva Magam Mishnah, I feel Eim Etach Nidalev, Gam Kein Oisim Eil Alev, Lavush Mekel Bozem, Kos Bo Yoram Shuv, Shikein Hu Gam Kein Bavoidus HaKodesh. Vodus HaKodesh is a Sefer by the Rashbo, on the Yonim and Shabbos, as Piskei Dinim. It's like if you ever use the Torah HaBayis by the Rashbo, so the Torah HaBayis HaKotzer, just has the Piski Din. So Avodas HaKodesh just has an Hilchas Mukta and Hilchas Rishuyos. I don't understand this. This you gotta know. I don't understand the details here. I have to know more to know what's going on. Let's see. Shindim Dalet. I have to know more to know what's going on here. Let's see. What's Shindim Dalet? Bor B'shus Arad Mechul Yosviva. You have a bor, a well, and then you have that people shouldn't fall into the well, so they have built up stones around. What do you call it?
Fence.
A fence around that people shouldn't fall in. Im oimed b'toch ha'bo atfochim l'shus ha'yochid. Im oimed b'toch what? The boar. There's a wall here, and then there's a bor in the Yishus Arab, and people can walk over here. Hardly anybody has less than Dalat Tvachim. You got to be pretty skinny to walk there. I wouldn't be able to walk there. So if he says that doesn't have the stat, even though it's in the middle of the street, and the street is 16 amas wide, and people go there. But that skinny little strip of, you have a big bor over here with a fence around it. Since it's very hard for people to walk in between the bor in the wall because it's less than Dalat Vachim. So it doesn't have the status of Rishus HaRabim. And there is no din of Chayre Rishus HaRabim Kivshem. The din Chayre Rishus HaYachid. If you have Rishus HaYachid, then it extends a little bit, even though the extension doesn't have Dalat Dalat. In the corner, it still has the din of Rishus HaRabim. Chayre Rishus HaRabim is not Kivshus HaRabim. In my mind, betoch abot vach Rishus HaYachid, mutal lemalas mimenu Rishus HaYachid. Mutal lemalas mimenu. Why? Because you're carrying from the bar is the Rishus HaYachid. You're not allowed to carry from my Rishus HaYachid to your Rishus HaYachid, because I live here and you live there. But if you're away for Shabbos, there's nobody there by you, then you don't ask, and then I may carry from my house into your house. So the bar, nobody lives in the bar. So the bar is Rishus HaYachid, nobody lives there. So Rishus HaYachid, 10 tefachim deep. May not be fully 10 tefachim, let's say it's 5 tefachim below the ground, 5 tefachim offense above the ground. That's also Rishus HaYachid. The bar with Chul Yosem, it's start from Lasar. That's a Mishnah. The bar with the Chulya around the start. So it says you're permitted to carry from the bar into your Rishus HaYachid, even though it's carrying over the strip of 3.5 Tvachim in the Rishus HaRabim, because that doesn't have the din of Rishus HaRabim. It has a din of Amokam Ptur. What if there is a gap of 4 Tvachim in between the bar and the house? If the chulya is 10 tefachim tall, then you may why? What's going on here? If the gap in between the bar and in the wall is less than 4 tefachim, he says it's a mokum tur. But if it has four tefachim, then you're not allowed to carry. Why? Because it's a Rishus HaRabim. Let's see Dalit. Then the bar is a Rishus HaYachid. And the house is the Rishus HaYachid, and the little strip in between us, less than Dalat Vachim, is Amokam Ptur. But if the gap in between is 4 Tvachim or more, Imur Rochik 4 Tvachim, Imur Mal Meni, you're not allowed to carry. Why? Imur Rochik, let's evolve. Imu rochek vav the hashda osam makam lav makam tur hu el rishus harabim name malahem eno afilu derech achalon become the talta rishus hayochel derech avir rishus harabim afagav she good the biyodai osu good the biyodai. That's what we learned in the previous sin. If you drop the sefer Torah and you have the sefer Torah in the street, you have the sefer Torah in the rishus hayochel, but it's not an isa deraisa to bring the whole thing back into the Yitzhanisa de Rabbanan. It's called Iguda Biyodu. You're holding on to part of the Sefer Torah here. I draw a bucket out from my window into the bor to draw water. So the bucket is going from Rishus HaYachid into the bor, is 10 tefachim deep. 10 tefachim deep. So they're going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through Avir Rishus HaRabim. Even though there's no Hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim, even though it's Iguda Biyodu, he has the rope that holds on to the top of the bucket, is still in the Rishus HaYachid. So there are two reasons why Ben HaTorah it's mutter. Because there was no Hanoch in the Rishus HaRabim. Hanoch is going to be in the bor. And it's a good to be other, but it's still forbidden by the Rabban. It's a trade the Rabban. But it's still awesome with the Rabban to draw water. Elim Kain, Tehei Achulya Gavoyud, why if the Chulya is Gavoyud, why is it mutter? Let's see, Ches, why is it mutter then? Does Mimela Hadli Shishai Bahurluch Lamaila Measara? Oh. If the bor has 10 tefachim, 5 tefachim deep below the ground, 5 tefachim above the ground, with the fence, so when I'm going to throw in the bucket, the rope of the bucket or the bucket is going to bring the 10 tefachim to the ground. But if the wall around the bar is going to be 10 tefachim tall, so I'm going to throw it in from the Rishus HaYachid. It has that's not, the thing is not going to go in the Avir Rishon Sarah. Avir Rishon Sarah above 10 Tfachim is Makam Tur. It's going from Rishon Sarah to Avir Makam Tur into the Rishon Sarah. So then there's no problem. Okay. Then there's no problem. You're supposed to give a shiur in high school. Okay, so I got it wrong. Should I give a shiur?